The former Exxon man who wants to shape America's relations with the world, plus VW set to plead guilty, and the man who tracked Grandma. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Trump's choice for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins his confirmation hearing in the Senate just over 2 hours from now. His deals with officials in Russia and Exxon's relationship to Iran are among areas of inquiry. Tillerson recently left ExxonMobil after a four-decade career, including 10 years as CEO. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Rex Tillerson has had a long relationship with the Boy Scouts of America. He was an Eagle Scout and even led the Scouts organization. Michael Weber, an energy expert at the University of Texas at Austin, says that comes through when you meet Tillerson in person.
You get the impression that this is a man who's in charge, and he's sort of no-nonsense, pretty straightforward, pretty serious.
UT Austin gets funding from ExxonMobil. Weber says Tillerson's extensive deal-making experience with foreign governments could serve him well as Secretary of State. And Weber says Tillerson's a cautious person who doesn't rush into things. Energy analyst Pavel Molchanov at Raymond James agrees, though he gives Tillerson a B- or C+ for his tenure running ExxonMobil. He says under Tillerson, Exxon overpaid for its acquisition of the natural gas company XTO Energy in 2010.
The biggest decision Tillerson made as CEO turned out to be very poor.
Molchanov says the deal dramatically increased ExxonMobil's exposure to natural gas just as natural gas prices started to fall. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Volkswagen says it's close to a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice and the Customs Service over the cars it rigged to cheat emissions tests and overpollute. The deal still needs approval from the VW board and the courts. Here's the BBC's Theo Leggett.
In late 2015, Volkswagen admitted using illegal software to disguise the level of emissions produced by its diesel-powered vehicles. Under the draft agreement, it'll pay criminal and civil fines worth $4.3 billion, as well as pleading guilty to criminal charges. The penalties come on top of a $15 billion consumer settlement reached last year, under which it agreed to buy back vehicles, compensate consumers, and set up programs to offset excess emissions. This means the total bill for the scandal will exceed the $19.2 billion the company has already set aside. Analysts say Volkswagen will welcome the deal, which significantly reduces the legal uncertainties it's facing. However, the arrest of its former head of compliance in the US earlier this week suggests the authorities are now setting their sights on individual wrongdoing.
Theo Leggett filed that for us from the BBC newsroom in London. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up a 0.1%, while the S&P future is dancing in place at this hour. The Dow future is up 11 points, less than a 0.1%. Now to the Wall Street analyst who changed careers to work on a project of passion, a system to keep older or infirm people living safely in their homes for longer. Paul Merrenbloom used to be one of those folks we call up to comment on markets and the economy. Now he's an entrepreneur who's come up with a system that keeps a closer remote eye on a loved one who needs watching in the home. How often is the person getting up at night, getting around, prepping food? It's a system that goes beyond the emergency buttons or bracelets, which summon emergency help. Joining us from Baltimore, not to comment on financial markets, is Mr. Merrenbloom of Concordia Systems. Morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, I remember, Mr. Merrenbloom, you were, back in the 90s, a Wall Street analyst. You'd comment on markets. What was the inspiration for this enterprise of yours now?
You're going back quite a few years. The inspiration was actually right at home. It was my grandmother. At age 95, she decided to retire. She was still living independently, still very vibrant, and very much in charge of her life. Unfortunately, one day, an error was made in dosing medication, which resulted in her ending up on the floor for almost 2 hours. She had the button. She wouldn't push it. We were very fortunate as a family. Somebody came along and found her and rendered assistance.
Well, just to be clear, why wouldn't she push the emergency button to summon some help? She's on the floor.
She didn't want to bother anybody. It sounds like the simplest answer, but in her words, it wasn't that bad. In fact, she had a broken hip, a broken leg, two broken ribs. And for a lot of folks, that's the beginning of the end. In her case, that fierce independence drove her back into her home. She made it back in just about 7 weeks. But with the return to that independent living came the daily fear of, well, did she get out of bed this morning? Is she doing okay? So the solution was turning to the alarm vendors, and a colleague of mine had an alarm company, and I simply said to him, I need to raid your warehouse. We put contact sensors that are typically used to identify when a door has opened to let us know when a refrigerator had opened or closed or when a medicine cabinet was being used. And through the collection of that information, that data, we were able to get a picture of grandma's life and whether she was doing okay.
But here's my question, Paul. You hope that the tech doesn't make family members more remote. I mean, an actual human being should get over there once in a while and not use your system to not go over there.
Absolutely, you want to visit in person. You know, one of the things that we're looking at on the whole is making a difference in wellness. Simple compliance. Did you take your medication today? Did you drink? Did you eat? What did you have for lunch? And in turn, the family members become more engaged. They don't have to nag somebody, hey, what did you eat this morning or did you take your medication?
And, you know, this works in the home. And this means it's for people who want to stick it out in the home and not go to, for instance, assisted living or something.
Aging in place is the term that's been coined, but it's really continuing just to live the way you want to live.
Paul Merrenblum is founder of Concordia Systems. Mr. Merrenblum, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A link to Concordia's Sentinel Aware project is at marketplace.org. This month, we're going to look at several other business innovations to use tech to assist people with special needs. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.